Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Sean Keane, but I love, who is playing the concert hall and is literally coming down the stairs to us as I speak. He recorded this for us before.
Marty, my car is a Marty car. No just a minute quiz. Our big rollover cash. I'm for musical speaking and the hope of a silver moustache. The musical guests are inspiring when I'm out for a spin. The dad jokes, they really get me, no matter what mood I'm in. So, Marty, my car is a Marty car, and long may that be. Sure, you start the day the Marty way, with kindness, hope, and glee.
Do you remember recording that? Ages ago. The Marty car. That's right. You did it before for me. You're upstairs. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning, Doctor.
And welcome. Nice to have you in this morning. How are you, Vic?
I'm mighty fine, Marty.
Are you? Well, you're looking awful fine.
Well,
look at, and as a fellow, good news surrounding you.
Absolutely.
Isn't it the only way to be? Isn't that great? Deep. You must be high as a kite. You're playing in the National Concert Hall.
Yeah.
And it's sold out.
It is.
Isn't that just fantastic?
It is great. It is. I don't know if this is our third or fourth time doing it now. Something like that.
But you're doing it with the orchestra.
With the orchestra, yes. Yeah.
Do you want to catch your breath? Do you want to catch your breath and just relax yourself for a minute? And I'll give you, as the fellow said, I'll give you time to sort yourselves out.
Yeah.
Welcome.
You'll remember me when the west wind moves upon the fields of barley. You'll forget the sun in its jealous sky as we walk in fields of gold. So she took her love just to gaze a while upon the fields of barley. In his arms she fell as her hair came down among the fields of gold. Will you stay with me? Will you be my love upon the fields of barley? We'll forget the sun in its jelly sky as we lie in fields of gold. See that west wind move like a lover's soul upon the fields of barley. Feel her body rise when you kiss her mouth among the fields of gold. I never made promises like these, and there have been some that I've broken, but I swear in the days still left we'd walk in fields of gold. Yes, we'd walk in fields of gold. Summer days among the fields of barley. See the children run as the sun goes down among the fields of gold. You remember me when the west wind moves upon the fields of barley. You can tell the sun in its jelly sky that we walk in fields of gold. Yes, we walk in fields of gold.
Fields of Gold, and I have Sean Kane with me this morning, who is playing with the RTÉ Concert Orchestra, David Brophy, 30th of August, which is, as well as said, not that far away. And it's sold out, and it's just a great feeling when you have a full house like that. But you're playing to full houses all over the country, and I mean you. But you never stop, Sean.
No, it's something I began about 35 years ago, and it's still going on. So people say, oh, when is your next tour? I said, well, I'm still on the same tour as I was on 35 years
you
ago.
You and Bob Dylan. That's right. And yeah. Constantly on the road.
Yeah. Well, that's the way it goes. It's like everybody that's out working, doing any kind of a job, they're out 5, 6, 7 days a week, a lot of people.
Yes.
And it's the same with us. We're out, it's the tour, we're always on the road, because that's, it's just yeah. one thing goes into the next and into another year, and off we go again.
But I was looking at the dates. Tonight, you're here now, but you're in Westport tonight.
Yes.
Am I right?
Yes.
Yeah. Like, God bless you for coming into me.
Oh, it is a pleasure, Marty, absolutely. A morning like this morning, so it is only a joy.
Well, thank you. But, like, you're in Wexford in 2 days' time, then it's back to Westport. The NCH, however, is different insofar as with the orchestra and what that means. It must mean an awful lot to you when you go out there.
Oh,
it's very different to everything else you do.
It's very different to everything else, and conducted by the wonderful David Brophy. It's a great pleasure to be in that man's company, not alone to play music with him. And the whole orchestra, I just get a great vibe out of it. It's like, as I describe it to them, it's for me coming in with generally playing with two or three musicians. It's like levitation. You're there in the middle of this whoosh of sound with whatever it is, 40, 50 people, all with the same intention of making a good job of a particular song at any particular time of the night. That's a great whoosh. That's wonderful.
It is, yeah.
Oh, it is, yeah.
I think it's going to be an astonishing night. Are you going to vary it from the last one?
We have a couple of new songs put in there.
Good.
Yeah, there's a couple of new songs going in there. There's one that I recorded many, many years ago, and we just wanted to do an orchestration of it, and that was There Were Roses. And we're also doing a new song by Brendan Graham, Down to the Sea. It's one that we did there last year, a part of the Brendan Graham night, which was a great occasion as well.
There.
We did two
That's
nights,
right.
actually. That's yeah. That was just after Christmas, I believe, January, around that time, January, February.
Yeah.
And we're doing one of Brendan's. And just having the orchestration, the arrangements done to the songs that I would normally be playing with two or three people, it's great. It's a great whoosh.
And will you be piping?
I might do a bit of piping. The flute and whistle and harmonica will be out anyway.
That's
the
right.
The pipes and I, we do fall out every now and again.
Why?
Because they're cantankerous like myself.
But you couldn't...
Me and the pipes, we have a speckled relationship. Let's put it that way, Marty.
And you fling them there at times.
We do fall out every now and again, we do. Yeah. Yeah. It goes under the bed and it doesn't come out for months.
I understand. Yeah. But is there a chance? Maybe.
There might be. I like playing the pipes, but the reason I don't play them as much is if I'm on a stage and I tune them up early in the night, by the time I get around to playing them, they're all out of tune again, and that's at the end of the night, and that's no time to be sitting on a stage tuning pipes and so on. They're a wonderful instrument, and I think that anybody that plays the pipes to a good standard are saints, and definitely straight away. Yeah,
right.
Or is they're cracked like myself? You have to be to play the pipes, I think.
There's a limit to you on what you can deal with, but it's a beautiful instrument when you hear it, even on its own. It's a beautiful instrument.
There is something about it, and like in the hands of a good piper, there's no instrument in the world like it. Like you can make it cry and make it laugh and yell.
That's true.
Everything.
It's so true.
Yeah.
And tell me, how is our friend Mr. Broderick? Is he in good family?
He's doing very well indeed. He's been doing very well, taking to the country life quite a lot now, I believe. Yeah, he sent me a photograph of the new spuds on it 2 days ago, so all is progressing well. I hope he doesn't get blight.
Please God, we should explain, we're talking about Johnny B. And you've written with him too, let's not...
We have. Well, Johnny is a prolific writer. He's been writing poetry and songs all his life.
And you know he's a great man for sending me poems.
Oh, I know he is. Yes, he's writing poems like nobody's business.
Yeah.
Like, he's writing so much, I don't know how he gets time in the day to do anything else, to sow the spuds or to dig them.
Or build walls.
Or build walls, yeah.
But would you work together, or how would you...
We do. Well, you see, Martin, when I joined up with Johnny had been songwriting for years, and he started putting songs my way. And I started to say, well, if that was changed, or if we could change this way, that way, or the other way, I'd do the song.
Yeah.
So I set about changing the song to suit myself,
yes,
lyrically or maybe melodically, whichever way it would be. And after a bit of discussion and back and forth, we would come to a conclusion, and like Paint Me a Picture of Ireland or Nature's Little Symphony or those
gratitude,
kind of songs.
Which I love.
Gratitude, yeah.
So
Johnny would come with the ideas and the basis of the songs, and basically what I would do is kind of hone it to suit myself.
To suit your style.
That's it. So I wouldn't call myself a songwriter by any means. Not like Johnny, not like Brendan.
But the good thing is, but you work well together, which is marvellous.
Oh, we do, yeah.
To have that, simpatico, whatever they call it.
Yeah.
It's just very important to have that with somebody.
Yeah, it is, and it just came out of the blue. Like, as you know, when Virginia, my wife, passed away and she was managing my career, and I spent a while not doing any work. And then I got the push to do that, to go back on the road again and to go out and tour. I had worked with Johnny and the Brothers of Charity down in Clarendon Bridge in the Kilcornan Centre a good few times in the years that he was working there. He was a male nurse there.
Yes.
And he ran the place, basically. And when he retired from that job, I met him one day and we were chatting, and I said, would you like to manage my career? And he said, sure, I know nothing about the music business. I said, that's exactly what Virginia said. And I said, but I'd learned a small bit, so together we'll do it. So he says,
and that's the way it's been.
That's the way it began. Yeah.
How lovely. What a great story. And here we are, we're talking about a sellout night at the National Concert Hall, and going on, and not just in Ireland, but you're going to the States.
We're going to the States in September. We're over there. The first gig is on the 19th, and we're there till the 24th. We're doing Boston, New York, Philadelphia. Where's the other one? Oh, I am going to get... Johnny can see
you,
Johnny.
Connecticut.
Connecticut,
correct. See the way I did that?
See the way
that's called research.
Yeah.
Ian handed me a bit of paper.
Yeah.
That's what that is. That's how I knew that one. Yeah. Let's play a bit of gratitude while we're here.
Summer haze is rising from the sleepy valleys. Van, the man, is on the radio. Turning it up, we sing and we laugh. We get lost in conversation. Then we get lost. We find the coast road, winding through bend and brow. To mountains, tumbling headlong into the sea. To wave after wave of silver rock and salty water. The master's hand paints broad brushstrokes with light and mist, a majestic arc over the coast road. We drive through a summer shower to a glorious vista of golden sands and rugged cliff face. We are surrounded by the beauty and the power of nature. Grateful. In the dying light, we stumble over rocks and boulders to a tiny sandy kingdom and convince ourselves that it's ours and ours alone. And with a yard of driftwood as a pencil, inside the biggest heart, I write
I love you.
There it is. It's Sean Kane. That's Mr. Broderick, Mr. Cannon.
Yes.
And Sean himself with the RTE Concert Orchestra. And Gratitude, which I adore. I'm chatting here with Sean. The concert in the concert hall is sold out. We were talking about America. Do you bring a band to America? Or what do you do?
Well, we do it both ways. So we get some people over there, and sometimes we bring the band with us. So it varies. It varies.
Yeah, because America's expensive.
It is, yeah.
For obvious reasons.
There's a lot of great musicians over there now, too.
Wonderful
musicians, yeah.
For sure. Now, and is it the Irish? Do you pick up Irish musicians, people who expats and that?
That's
a lovely thing.
Yeah.
The other thing that you're doing is, which I know you've always, the German tour.
Yes.
How long are you doing trips to Germany? You've been touring Germany for a long time.
Since I recorded my first album, yes, I went over there with a man called Siegfried Maker.
Right.
And I've been doing that annually since I began touring. And that's gone back a good few years.
And what is it about Germany as opposed to France or Italy or Denmark or anywhere else?
Well, I'm not entirely sure. They just love the Irish music, and they have a great grow for all that is Irish. You get an awful lot of people, especially Germans coming to Ireland for the music, for the sessions like the Willie Clancy Weekend down in Milltown Malbay and the Flacule and all of the music festivals that are going on. But they just have a great grow for music, and thank God for it, because it has created a wonderful touring country for Irish musicians.
That's right.
I suppose the Dubliners would have opened it up for us now today.
Yeah.
The Dubliners, they played a lot in Germany, and they were very well respected in Germany, and they played big venues, and they would maybe play two tours a year in Germany. Yeah, they were huge there.
Well, I often think of them and the Chieftains.
Yeah.
Are the two acts, really, when you think back on it. Who opened the door to that idea of Irish music elsewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like I was looking at this November thing. Like, you've half the month and you're lashing across it, you know, Hamburg and where else are you going to? München, of course.
Yeah,
we'll be up in the
country.
Bad Lange Salsa. Where's that?
Yeah, I have a list in front of me now.
But you're going to be going. So you better find it next month. You better talk.
I could end up in Norway or something looking for a gig.
Like you're the Nuremberg. Mind yourself there.
On Nuremberg, we have.
Okay. Mind yourself there.
Yeah.
But it is phenomenal. Like the list of dates. Do you tire of it at times? Do you sometimes kind of go...
I don't, but just as you mentioned Nuremberg there, the very first tour that I ever did was a tour called the Irish Folk Festival Tour. There was a good few musicians and bands on it at the time.
Right.
And I arrived at Dublin Airport. It was the first tour abroad. I was hours early and everything, all cocky and everything in the morning. I walked up to the check-in desk and I left in the passport, and she said, "This is not your passport." It was Virginia's passport I had, and my passport was in Galway. So I had to wait for the next flight to get out. And then I had to get on it was the first time I was on a train that went in two halves, and you had to be on the right half to get to where you were. So Sean arrived in Nuremberg. It's a gig I will never forget. And I was just going to, arrived at the stage, and the lads were just going to go on to do the spot. And the organiser said, "Surely you're not going to go on." And I said, "Surely I'm not, after having a day like that, and not go on."
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we went on and we did the 45-minute show in about 5 minutes, I'd say, because I was so wound up.
And your head was all over the place.
Yeah. But that was my very first experience, my first time I touched down in Germany.
As well as that, I wouldn't say you did that twice.
No, I certainly didn't. I checked the passport now before I leave the house.
That's hilarious. But do you get tired of it, or do you still love the buzz of it when you're on
I love
stage?
The buzz of it, Marty. Like, what else? You couldn't call what I do work. Like, I wake up in the day and I'm off to someplace else. Like, I'm in Westport tonight. But for like the gig in Wexford now, I haven't played there before, so it's a whole new adventure for me. There's places I've been playing for years, and yeah. I would have grown up with the people who are, they're now retiring from running clubs, and their families are running the clubs, or sure. I've kind of grown up with a whole generation of gigs and so on. But then there's always the new things, the new ones.
But isn't it great that you bring a new audience with you as well? Because that's the trick.
It is, I suppose, yeah.
Isn't it really? Yeah. You know, that you have your loyal audience, yes, but also to have others coming along as well.
Yeah.
And hearing your music that might have been made 10 years ago or more, whatever, yeah. and then they say, well, I'd like to see that, and then they go as well. Yeah. Because that's very important, to keep that thing alive.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think so. And it's the nice thing, like even last week I had this person come up to me and say, oh, I'm a rock and roller all my life, but I enjoyed what you did tonight. And I think, well, that's a nice thing to say.
Yes, yeah. Well, you see, the great thing about it is music, it's about being open to other people's music. And if you're open to what other people are doing, then I think... that's the difference.
It is, yeah.
Will you stay with me for a few minutes?
I will, indeed.
As a fellow said, I've come a long enough away from you. I'm not going to disappear yet. You mentioned Mr. Graham earlier on. Mm. This is You Take Me There.
Okay.
There are times when a love can lie bleeding, when two hearts are laid heavy with care, and when hope seems so slowly receding, and the road we go is going nowhere. You take me to where there's no sorrow, where love's weary heart finds repair. You say be a new day tomorrow. You just love me and you take me there. There are times when we can't find conversation, when the cupboard lies empty and bare, when we both need to find some salvation. You just hold me and you take me there. You take me to where there's no sorrow, where love's weary heart finds repair. You say there'll be a new day. When the autumn is no longer growing, and no longer you'll step on the stair, when the time comes for me to be going, take my hand and just take me there. You say there'll be a new day tomorrow. You just love me and you take me there.
You Take Me There, music from Dennis Carey and Brendan Graham, and I've Sean Kane with me this morning. That's just a gorgeous song as well. But then Dr. Carey and Dr. Graham are rather accomplished.
They are indeed. They're great. It's great to have the opportunity to do their material as well.
Well, absolutely. Yeah. Great to hear Sean on the programme. I'm just back from walking the dog. We were talking about this earlier, you and me. In Omo Park, reference to that lovely song, My Belfast Love, Michael Wilson's been on to say.
Yeah, he's enjoying
it. I have the tickets. I can't wait for the show. It's going to be a great night, says Rita Hunt in Talla. Last time I heard him live was in Westport. Isn't that mad?
Yeah.
Wish him a slán a bhaile for tonight's show. So
thank you very much indeed, Rita.
Lovely.
Thank you.
Now, are you still involved with Safe Home Ireland? This is this amazing charity yourself and Johnny B are involved in.
I am indeed. I was asked to join it a few years ago. I think maybe after that dreadful COVID time. And yes, I've been doing a spreading the word about Safe Home Ireland ever since. They're a wonderful organisation, set up by Dr. Jerry Cowley in Mulroney in Mayo.
Yeah.
And he set it up 20 years ago to repatriate people, to bring people back to Ireland, back home to Ireland, people who would have immigrated years ago, and find it difficult to know even to how to go about returning back home to Ireland, because if you have a driver's licence abroad someplace, even to get a driver's licence in Ireland, there's a whole process that needs to go through. Not easy to find the information. Well, Safe Home Ireland are the people that can provide that kind of information.
Okay.
So they have repatriated about 3,000 people since they began doing the work 20 years ago.
And are these people who would be in some financial difficulty, or are they?
Some aren't. Some are can afford to come home and everything is looked after, paid their own way and everything. But it's just the information. It's getting the information on how to go about doing it.
Yeah.
Maybe more recent immigrants wouldn't have that problem. Like, they'd say, well, they left a few years ago. It's the only matter of coming back again and setting up base again. But people maybe who left 20 years ago, 30 years ago, and maybe fell on hard times. Maybe I imagine. Well, when I went over to London, I was working on the building sites when I was a young fella and working in the music business as well. And I worked with a lot of people who would have gone over there in the 60s, and that was just to London. But there would be people who would have worked building the roads, and they travelled with the roads, and they were always going through. No man's land. They were always in the middle of nowhere. Yeah. They were very rarely were they around the towns or the cities. They were all building the flyovers and the bypasses.
Sure.
So they just travelled. They slept on the pipes that they would use for the bridges, and just travel with the roads.
So they had no base?
They had no base, and they had no opportunity of getting to meet people and settle down and having families and all of the rest of it. Those kind of circumstances the people found themselves in. Safe Home Ireland are ideal for those kind of people.
I think it's an amazing story.
I think it's an amazing story too. And so many people have gone, including modern day immigrants, the IT set, as they would say, the well-educated people. Maybe everything doesn't go according to plan as well for them. So, you know, anybody out there that hears us today and who knows anybody that is even considering or thinking about returning home to Ireland, Safe Home Ireland, get the information. The information is on the website, Safe Home Ireland, I'm sure.
It's an amazing charity. Incredible.
Absolutely.
Really is. Yeah. Will you stay with me for a sec?
I certainly will.
I have a small matter of traffic.
RTE Lyric FM Traffic and Travel, sponsored by Citroën. Citroën, for everyone. But like no one.
Sinead, is it yourself?
It sure is.
I'm here with Sean now. Do you want to come down and have a sing-song?
Oh my God, I'd love it.
Oh, that would be great. What have you got for me?
Well, there's a spillage in Galway this morning on the M6 westbound. It's between junction 16, Loughrea, and junction 17, Athenry. It's in the right lane. We have reports of a collision in Dublin on Dorset Street. It's at the North Frederick Street junction. Inbound traffic is back to the North Circular Road junction. Expect heavy delays in the area as a result. Edmundstown Road in Ballyboden remains closed. It's expected to reopen later this morning. There are delays in Cork on the Wilton Road northbound from the Wilton roundabout to Dennehy's Cross. And it's slow also exiting the South Ring Road westbound at junction 6, Cork Airport. In Kilkenny, the Kilmaganny Road will remain closed near the Wind Gap Junction from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. today. And finally, in Wexford, Mount Garrett Road in New Ross will be closed between the Castle Moyle and College Road junctions today, tomorrow and Friday from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. And that's the latest traffic and travel news.
That's great, Sinead. Will you be joining us in the morning?
I sure will.
I have chocolate.
Oh.
Say no more.
Will you keep me a square too?
Oh, more than a square. You get a whole bar. car to yourself.
Lovely.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
God bless you. If Sean came with me just before I let you go, Dolores, your lovely sister, they showed the documentary again last week.
Yes,
and it went really well again. People really
enjoyed it. A lot of people, it's been repeated a few times now. It has, I think, yeah.
But it's worth it too.
Yeah. Well, it's a good show, I think.
It's very good. How's she doing? Is she all right?
She's doing well.
God bless her. Listen, there's a thing now. What about taking a camera crew with you when you go off to the States? Would you do that? But I just think that'd be a great idea and I could commentate on it.
Oh, there's a good idea. Now there's a plan. We could work on that over a cuppa.
Now you have it. Always looking for a trip. Listen, you're a joy. Thank you so much for coming in. And I just want to wish you well next. I wish you well for the tour because it's, as you say yourself, it's never ending. You're right up to the end of December, for God's sake.
Yeah.
Good Lord, in Foxford and Castlereagh. Mm-hmm. But next week is going to be very special. And I can't thank you enough. And we love playing you. And people love listening to you, Sean. God bless you.
And thank you for all the support, Marty. Where would we be without you, lads?
That fellow said there's a pair of us in it. God bless you.
God bless.
This is Shenandoah, as you remember it. You're doing this on the night?
We certainly are.
Top man.
Yeah.
Shenandoah, I'm bound to leave you away, your rolling river. Oh, Shenandoah, I'll not forsake you. Away, I'm bound away across the wide Missouri.
Sean Cain with the OTE Concert Orchestra, and Gratitude is the album. And he's a wonder. It's his birthday on Saturday, by the way. Happy birthday, Sean. He's going home. Wonderful to hear Sean Cain, a fantastic guest. Looking forward to seeing him Remore Theatre in October. Oh, you wouldn't be complete without seeing him in concert at our pals in Stradone Village in Cavan, the Keatings, who are great fans of Sean's, as indeed are we. And also this morning, great to see Sean. Hear Sean on the programme this morning, lifting my spirits during lockdown. He certainly did for many of us. Thank you. That's Alina in Tramore. Delighted to hear Sean. Have the tickets. Can't wait for the show. It's going to be a great night. And mentioned Anne and Sinead from Busby's and Glen Gould.